refer stabilization to order. We have on our agenda this morning Senate Bill 1028. Imagine that. Have we heard that one before? We will open a public hearing on Senate Bill 1028 with A7 amendments. Is there anyone who would like to testify on this bill as we now have it? And we have one. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Senator. For the record, Brian DeLeichmann, representing the same clients and the PERS Coalition. We do note that at my suggestion, you took the 10 years out and put the 5 years back in. We appreciate that. But the dash sevens, we still have the same objections. It has a drop-dead date for the elimination of members into the system and is at least somewhat prescriptive in the type of plan that this legislature would like to replace it. I think that is unfortunate because, again, you have two task forces looking at all the options for a new system, and I think you're getting prescriptive with that. Doesn't help, I think, a free exchange of all the possibilities. So with that, I'll end. We still have an objections to the dash sevens.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. Anybody else? Come on up.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Senator Starr, Michelle Deister from the League of Oregon Cities. Again, we appreciate the amendments. We believe that, they were requested in an attempt to be responsive to some of the concerns that we've heard in previous hearings, and I think that they do that. We think that this bill will ensure that this is merely the beginning of the discussion and that hopefully we won't lose momentum and that we can continue to take up this issue both over the remainder of the interim through the task force sessions and also during the next legislative session. As you know, employers feel that there is still more to do, and we hope that discussions will continue.
This bill clearly leaves more to be done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Close the public hearing, open work session, Senate Bill 1028. Dave, would you come up in a second? Subsection 3, Section 2, page 2 of the bill, line 6. Could you explain to the committee what that means?
Chair Byer, members of the committee, Dave Hendricks, Deputy Legislative Counsel. There's a section in the ORS Chapter 238, which is the PERS chapter, that relates to judge members that indicates that only certain statutes in the chapter apply to judge members. So it's necessary whenever we have a new section coming in to decide whether it applies to judge members or not. And the intent behind subsection 3 is just to make it clear that the provisions of Section 2, which basically says nobody may establish new membership in the system on or after 2004, applies to judge members as well as all other members of the system. I had a question from a legislator this morning as to whether or not that could be read to say it applied only to judge members. I don't think it could, but just to be clear on the record, that was simply to override the other statute that is out there indicating that only certain statutes in the chapter apply to judge members.
Thank you, Dave. So to be very clear, so everyone knows, this section applies to all members of the PERS system, not just judge members. Okay. With that, Chair would move the adoption of the A7 amendments to Senate Bill 1028. Is there discussion? Objections? So ordered. Chair would move Senate Bill 1028 to the floor as amended by the A7 amendments. Discussion? Objections? So ordered. I will carry the bill. We are adjourned.